WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
In hour number three of the program here on $10,000 Thursday. And coming up this hour, we're going to have your first Money Talks cash code of the day, your first shot at winning 10 grand. We're going to have 10 chances overall today, one every hour through the 5 p.m. hour. And when you hear it, enter it in the WBSM app or at WBSM.com on the Money Talks page in the right code box for that hour, not in app chat. Still getting those. Those are not entries. You have not entered any of those times when you've typed it into app chat. It is not where you want to put it. All the information is right there on the Money Talks page. It is brought to you by Carter's Clothing, Morgan's Cantina, and Allegiant Airlines. And congratulations to Gerald on the Cape. He was the person who had the right answer for our brain freeze question of the week. He called during the news, and I think because he went and looked it up. But hey, whatever. It's still, you still won free ice cream from McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream, a free scoop or a cone. He had the right answer. It was Craig Kilborn was the host of The Daily Show before Jon Stewart. So when the show launched, I think in 1996, Craig Kilborn was the host, and he came from ESPN SportsCenter, and then he did that show for a couple of years, and it was more like a pop culture kind of thing. And then when he departed, Jon Stewart came aboard and it became, you know, more news and political driven comedy. So the other part of that was Craig Kilborn left there to go to CBS, where he was the first host of the, well, not, I shouldn't say the first host. So they revamped the Late Late Show that they'd been doing with Tom Snyder, but he was the first host of it as a, as a late night talk show that it later became with Kilborn and then Craig Ferguson and then James Corden, and now it's gone. So late night TV isn't what it used to be, and it has nothing to do with criticizing the administration and everything to do with the fact that nobody watches it anymore. That's the problem. It's just nobody stays up to watch it. They just wait and they watch the clips online the next day. And I'm just going to make a prediction here, but I've got a feeling that Stephen Colbert's show will not be over. I wouldn't be surprised if when the contract runs up, well, when the move is supposed to happen, if they don't work out a deal to put something a little bit smaller scale, but on the Paramount Plus streaming app. But anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. We're going to talk a little food coming up. We're going to have an article at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app that I want to bring up to you. That I want to bring up to you about some Massachusetts foods. But also, don't forget, too, you can get $40 to Plymouth Bay Winery for $20 right now at seizethedeal.com. And you will get that code sent to you instantly, so you can use it today if you want. Go have a wine tasting on a beautiful day like today or on the waterfront in Plymouth, or a gorgeous fall day for a ride. Let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
Good. I see you survived me using the B word yesterday.
I mean, well, there's no FCC right now because the government shut down, but we'll find out when they get caught up.
You mean I can swear all my life? Oh, man, get out of town. I'm coming. No, I'm only kidding.
I know you are.
Yesterday I was thinking when my mother was alive, yeah, that every morning, I still think of it when I wake up because it was such a habit for 25 years she was here, but she always had to have her newspaper. So I want to ask you, did you ever buy newspapers for yourself?
Yeah, I used to have a subscription when I first, well, I mean, we always had a newspaper when I was a kid growing up, whatever the local paper was. My parents worked for the Globe, So they would usually bring home some globes, and then, well, they worked in like delivery, so they always had extra papers. And then when I moved out on my own, I subscribed to the Globe because I read the sports section, and then I subscribed to the Standard Times, and I got those delivered to my paper. I got those papers delivered to my house every day for years, but then I haven't picked up a newspaper in I don't know how long now.
Well, my mother, every single day, I mean, without missing a day, I'd have to go and get it. It was the Standard Times. Mm-hmm. But my mother, when the Standard Times turned out to be just like four pages, I had a new habit that she gave me. I had to go out and get almost every freaking paper. You mentioned the Globe. She had that. She had the Fall River paper. She had the Boston Globe. Name a newspaper, and if the store had it, I'd get it. And she especially loved the Sundays because she loved the comics so much. And on Sunday, they were all in color, and they had a lot of them. She had all her favorites. And I kind of missed going to get her those papers, even though sometimes I'd complain. I didn't feel like going. It was every day. And I didn't have to pay for any paper if I wanted one because I would just collect, get her. She collected so many. Oh, when I had to clean out her apartment, I had to get rid of so many papers. But the only time I bought a newspaper was on my birthday. Like for 30 years, every birthday, I bought a paper so I could always look back and see, look what happened on my birthday like 30 years ago. So I very recently got rid of them only because I had no more room. They're stocked up. You know, the New Bedford, the Standard Times, it was once a very great paper. It changed so bad, I think they sold it a couple of times, didn't they? Japan or something, I don't know. But when that newspaper dwindled down to a couple of pages, they used to put in there, every time court news, they had their report there of the court. They had pictures of the criminals. We could actually see them all the time. My mother loved her newspapers. It would take her maybe an hour or two to get through it. And on Sunday, you get so much stuff, the fashion, the celebrity stuff. My mother was into all that. The collection she had was, I have to say this word, it was outrageous because it's a fire hazard when you start putting those papers in the closet, you know, but she enjoyed it. And I was not going to take that away. She had all her papers, and she also had Love Romance magazine. Woman's World was her favorite. So I'm just wondering how many listeners out here still buy Standard Times. Maybe they might call in and mention it.
I mean, I've told.
I want to talk about, you know, the papers.
Well, I've told people here before. So the Standard Times, as you know, is very expensive now. I don't even know how much it is, but it's. I think it's like over $3 a day. I don't know what it is now, but they do drop off a limited number at the Dollar Tree stores. That Dollar Tree was selling for $1.25. So you can get the paper a little cheaper that way if you're one of the first people to get there to get it.
And that's what I mean. I used to get it there from my mom on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. And
it was always on the line was outside the door.
I believe
it. And I'm good. Yeah, I'll tell you this though. People would go there about 10 or 20 minutes before that door would be unlocked. So even if it's cold out, you're standing out there, and the line got pretty long. And by the time you got in there, there wasn't any, because they only get like 7 or 8 of them. And I told the girl one time, why do you do that? I said, you know, I come every Sunday for my mother. She goes, well, if you're the first one at the door, you'll get it. I said, come on, you're going to be kidding. A lot of people are coming here.
Yeah, but it's all they were allotted. They were only allowed to have so many because the newspaper didn't want to sell them at a discount. So they were only allowed to get so many. But so my dad delivers the newspapers. And what's he do? The Cape Cod Times. I don't even remember what he does. But he does a bunch of different ones because he just keeps picking up people's roots as they fall off. But so, and I'm his fill-in guy, or at least I was before I worked the morning shift. So I would go and cover for him if he went on vacation, if he was sick or something, because he's an independent contractor. I basically, you know, had to cover or else he didn't get paid. So
I guess you got to bring one home, huh?
I would, yeah. But, you know, you saw the numbers dwindle of how many he would have to pick up every day because stores just weren't interested in carrying them because they had to return them all at the end of the day. They'd return them for credit. So one of the things that I noticed, though, is that when I dropped off the Sunday papers, there were always people that were like waiting for those stores to open to get those papers no matter what. And I thought that was weird because I was like, you're not going to run out. And, you know, like just give yourself an extra hour of sleep and come later or something. But there'd be people that were standing there waiting like, oh, about time. We were waiting for you. I'm like, sorry, I'm not my dad. I'm not fast at this like he is, you know.
It was a ritual, especially on Sunday. But let me tell you, Dollar Tree does not do what they do now, back then when that first started. Because when those newspapers and the prices went up, they couldn't sell it no more. Because it was called a dollar store. Mm-hmm. Now they don't care. They got stuff $1.50, $2, $5.
Right.
So what bugs me about that, because I called to talk about the paper, not the store, but since we mentioned the store, I think that they should change the sign and take Dollar Tree off the sign that hangs outside, because it's more than a dollar now. So that bothers me.
Well, I mean, I think the name, so, I mean, Family Dollar is called Family Dollar, and there's very little in there for a dollar, so I guess it still works.
But when the prices went up at the standard time, that in the beginning they did not. They just couldn't sell it no more. What the hell? There was one more thing I was going to say. I don't know if it was about the newspapers or not.
I mean, when I worked at the newspaper, we were winning awards, and like we had one of the best sports staffs of any small town newspaper in America. Mm. We had great reporters. We had reporters who went on to win Pulitzer Prizes when they went to go work at other papers. But I don't know. You know, obviously newspapers aren't what they were, but it's almost like Gannett, who owns it now, is intentionally mm-hmm. trying to get it to fail.
You know, way back when they didn't, we didn't have the internet way back. I'm going way back now. So when my mother and I went to almost every yard sale, it's because they had it in the paper. They had the classifieds. Anybody needed a TV, a refrigerator, a used clothing.
I went through them every day, yeah.
Oh, we went to yard sales because of the Standard Times paper, really. And I don't know, but I kind of miss going to the store. The one paper that I did keep of mine that I got rid of, I still have a paper, but I don't think it's a New Bedford paper. It was the day that Michael Jackson died, and it hit the front page. He was right on the front. I still have that one, but I can still go through it and see, you know, different things that happened all day. It wasn't just all about Michael, but I kept the whole paper.
I was using the newspaper because, you know, working at the diner, I was there pretty much every day, and they had newspapers, so I would be able to read it cover to cover. And so that's how you would get, you know, that you find out which customers died, because you'd open it up and read the obituaries.
And the pictures they would put, too.
Yeah, and that's how you found out what movies were playing and when, because they would list the movie times in the paper. And
my mom also had a huge collection, because it wasn't just newspapers with my mom. It was magazines, too. She had, I don't know, maybe a 7 or 8 year collection in a big, giant, tall box. I don't even know where she got the box, but she was saving them all in that box. And you ever hear of the magazine called Reminisce?
No.
They've got Good Housekeeping, Reminisce. It's all from the olden days and stories of soldiers and women cooking in their old-fashioned kitchens and recipes. And she got all those. Now, I have a lot. I wasn't going to throw them out. They're actually worth money to collect it now. And every now and then, I pull out a different one at night, and I look at all the pictures and stories, people that are looking for people they lost contact with. And, oh, great, great magazine. And I'll bet you somebody out here that's listening probably has a few of those magazines. All right, thank you for the time today. I know it was a little bit of time. And I didn't swear once. Even
no.
After you told me that I could do it.
One of the best damn calls you've had in a while, Mary.
All right.
You really knocked the hell out of this one.
Well, there'll be a lot more.
Son of a bitch, you did it.
Oh, my God.
I just did.
Now, I don't have any music to play for you, okay?
I'm going to eat that FCC fine if I get one, just because it was worth it to make you laugh.
All right. Thank you.
You have a good day. All right.
Bye-bye.
508-996-0500. I had to do it. Brendan Carr, if you're listening, call me. I got a lot I want to talk to you about. All right. We got to take a break here. I know a lot of you already got your thumbs ready to get today's first $10,000 cash code. So I'm not going to make you wait for it. Here it comes. And we'll be right back.
It's $10,000 Thursday. This is your chance to really make the money talk.
654, 654. Enter the code right now on WBSM.com or on the WBSM app.
Money Talks on WBSM.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Homes studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your local family-owned home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com to make your house a carefree home.
Well, if I could walk on water, and if I could find some way to prove, if I could walk on water, would you believe in me? My love is so true.
All right, welcome back in. And if you are looking for work or maybe just some extra money, Tremblay Bus Company is looking for you. They're looking for bus drivers, van drivers, monitors, mechanics. They've got open positions, and they're willing to train you if you are willing to learn. So don't worry if you don't have a CDL. They will train you if you are willing to learn. It's a great job for retirees, for stay-at-home parents, or for anybody who just wants to earn some extra money and do so while helping local students. So if you want to find out more, just go to tbcbus.com, TBC for Tremblay Bus Company, tbcbus.com, and you can find out all the information right there about how to apply and what the jobs entail. So get out there and get yourself some money, but also get those kids to school. All right, 508-996-0500 is my number. Let's take a call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, you guys were talking about the standard times.
Yes.
I dropped papers off at the corners for the kids for 25 years. The papers were like about 55,000 copies a week, or 60,000 copies they made back in the late 60s and early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids, the paper was so thick Wednesday, the kids would have to get their parents or somebody in their family to help them deliver the papers because they were so big. And Sundays, forget it, they were really huge. We used to drop them off at all the stores. On Fridays, we used to drop the funnies because that was separate. We used to drop them off at the stores. Stores would have to put the funnies into the newspaper. I mean, it was, and the paper was so great. And now, forget it, because I used to buy it every week, but now it's up to $3.50 during the week and $4 on Sunday.
Wow.
Which is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Well, and
the papers were great years ago. Great, great paper.
And I think the people who still buy it on Sundays, because it does still have the highest circulation that day, I think they're buying it to get the circulars, to get the coupons, and because
right.
Those people just aren't ready to start making the switch to getting all that stuff digitally yet.
Yeah, but there's a lot of stores. See, before, they used to have them at all the corner stores.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't have papers in all the corner stores. They
right.
don't have it. You go to a store, there's no papers there no more.
And you know what you don't see? You don't see any newspaper machines anywhere either.
No, that was a horror show anyway. After people used to steal the papers, we used
right.
to put 30 papers in the machine, and we'd go back there, with, you know, 2 days later, and they'd be all gone. So, because when you open a machine, the whole 30 papers are there. They could take 5 or 6 with them. You know what I mean?
Right. There'd be a guy that would put like 75 cents in and take every paper out of there, and then go stand on the
yeah.
corner and sell them for 50 cents.
It's true, but it was a great paper years ago. Was Standard Time was a real great paper for sports, and everything was great. But now, no. It's all done by people. People drop, you know, picking them up at like a Nash Road. They go there, pick them up in their trucks or whatever. Then he throw them to whatever routes they have, you know.
Yeah, I mean, when my dad delivers the papers on the Cape, he just goes to stores. And like you said,
yeah.
stores aren't even bothering anymore. So the home delivery is really the only reason that they're even printing them anymore, and that's starting to dry up too.
I don't even know who prints the Standard Times now. I have no idea.
So I'll have to ask him. I'll see him tonight when I go bowling. I'll catch up with him on that. But I know that there was discussion about they might have been printing it in New Jersey with the Providence paper. But I think
God.
I want to say it's Andover that they decided on.
No kidding.
So it's still coming from Andover every day, which is a hike. But the
yeah.
original plan was it was going to come from New Jersey, and then they would get it here in New Bedford at, you know, whatever time they were done. And all it takes is the
yeah.
printing press to break down or a truck to break down,
yeah.
and you're not getting the paper.
That was a great place in Fayetteville, that because then they come out with putting the flyers right into the newspaper
yeah.
as it was coming down the conveyor. It was a great operation. And then I'll remember one guy, he, a big shot, he come down from New York, and Yeah, the meeting with all the drivers and that. And he says to us, he says, you guys make too much money, which we didn't make nothing back then. It was like probably $8 or $9 an hour. He says, you guys make too much money. And he says, we're gonna be doing them on a paper anyway. His name was Kennedy from New York. I'll never forget that. I left there. It was 2001, I believe. I stopped.
One of my prized possessions is my dad got me the plate from the day the Celtics won the championship in 2008. Nice. And my column was right on the front page of the paper, and he got me the plate. So I have that now in my own collection.
Yeah, people could do that years ago. You could go down and get a plate.
Mm-hmm.
But it was great. I don't care what anybody says about the Standard Times. Years ago, it was a great newspaper, great people, and that's all I have to say about Standard Times.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, and you got a great show.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Okay, you too.
And we're going to go into the news right now. When we come back, we're going to check in with Kelly from Stevie's Wine and Spirits about a great event they have coming up. But right now, let's turn things over to Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom.
Zelensky to visit the White House tomorrow. Lawmakers warn the government shutdown could affect Thanksgiving travel. And are you afraid of the dark?
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky will meet with President Trump tomorrow. That's according to multiple reports citing Trump administration and Ukrainian officials. Zelensky will travel to the White House for the meeting. This comes as Trump has been considering providing Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine as the war with Russia continues. On Monday, Trump said that he and Zelensky have talked about the possibility on the phone over the weekend. Russia has warned the U.S. against providing the Tomahawk missiles to the Ukraine, with the Kremlin saying the topic is of extreme concern. GOP lawmakers are warning that an extended government shutdown could disrupt Thanksgiving travel. Alice Barr says that while that's still weeks away, neither Republicans nor Democrats are showing signs that they're ready to break the impasse that's kept the government closed since October 1st.
The Senate is set to vote for the ninth time this afternoon on a stopgap funding bill to reopen the government that failed for the eighth time last night, with no reason to suspect today will be different.
Democrats are standing firm for now on demands to protect health care subsidies and any spending bill. Republican leaders pointed to the disruptions that could lay ahead as air traffic controllers and TSA agents have to continue to work without pay. Initially arrested on a child abuse charge, an Oklahoma City father will now face a murder charge after the death of his four-month-old daughter. Police responded to a home on Saturday for an unresponsive baby. Officers began CPR on Journey Carrillo. She was taken to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. Police say she was in the care of her father at the time she was injured. 23-year-old Isaac Carrillo was arrested. Police say the initial child abuse complaint will be amended to first-degree murder. New York City honoring police officers who've fallen in the line of duty. Yesterday at the annual remembrance ceremony, Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch spoke about 50 officers' names added to the memorial wall in Battery Park City in Lower Manhattan.
Their quiet courage came with no conditions, and their commitment to this noble cause was uncompromising. They represent the very best of us.
Officials say 49 names of police deaths related to the 9/11 terror attacks. The name of Officer Jonathan Diller was also added. Diller was shot and killed during a traffic stop in March of 2024 while trying to get illegal guns off the street. Two San Antonio police officers were injured and a suspect shot dead. It happened around 8:30 yesterday morning at the Ramada Inn off of U.S. 90. Police Chief Bill McManus confirming the two officers were shot, but reports indicate their injuries are not life-threatening. The suspect was killed in the shooting. Circumstances around the incident have not been provided. An appeals court judge ruling against two students who sued their Michigan school district after they were punished for wearing shirts mocking former President Biden. The court ruled in favor of the Tri-County Middle School, which made two brothers take off their Let's Go Brandon shirts. It was found the school did not violate their First Amendment because the shirts were targeted for obscenity, not political beliefs. The phrase originated from a NASCAR event. A new report raising questions about lead levels in some protein powders. Ann Thompson has more.
Of 23 powders and shakes Consumer Reports tested, it found in a single survey more than two-thirds of the products had more lead than what its experts say is safe to consume in a day.
The FDA has no oversight over supplements like protein powders, and there is currently no official standard for lead in those products. Consumer Reports asking the FDA to set some strict limits. As we continue in spooky season, a new study finds a large number of adults are afraid of the dark.
Researchers say being afraid of the dark starts around age 3, and it's something most of us outgrow by our teen years. But a new study from Talker Research shows nearly one-third of adults are still afraid of the dark. More men report being afraid than women. Psychologists say it's okay. It's a primal fear, and there's no judgment on the 24% of adults who still use a nightlight. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
It was the Celtics over the Toronto Raptors 110-108 last night at the Garden. Jaylen Brown left in the final preseason game early with hamstring tightness. It's unsure if he will return for the C's opening night next Wednesday against the 76ers. Bruins are in Las Vegas tonight, taking on the Golden Knights at 10.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Hello, windy, very cool day ahead. Mostly sunny this morning, partly sunny skies this afternoon. High temperature only 55, but that gusty breeze will make it feel much cooler. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, low temperature down to 45. Sunshine, breezy, still dry for Friday with a high near 60, though the wind should diminish. And on Saturday, beautiful day, sunshine, lower 60s. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
You are listening to the Tim Weisbert Show on WBSM.
And welcome back in. It's time to check in with Kelly over at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Let's see what's going on over there. Good morning, Kelly. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. Doing all my spooky stuff. Was out in Wareham last night talking about the ghost of the Bridgewater Triangle, and I showed the footage from when we were at the Wamsutta Club.
Oh, I still, you know, it's funny. There are some people I tell, and there's like, Someone was playing with the lights and messing with you. I'm like, we worked and we debunked it, and I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, you got that great shot of over by the door. You can see there's nobody over there at the dial, and there's no other way to control it. I snuck over there a little bit when I was there on Saturday and looked, and I didn't see any other way to control it besides that.
Yeah, and I don't think they are connected with Alexa. And I think you asked them too, right? And they said that they're not like set up with any remote lighting
right
process or anything like
that.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. And Mark would have no reason to lie because he doesn't want there to be ghosts. So he doesn't want us to talk about it being haunted. He's scared of it. So, but it was definitely a fun time.
Yes. I can't wait to do it again.
We're gonna put that footage out there for people to be able to see. I'm behind on stories this week, but I'm gonna get that out there for people, and then they'll be able to see for themselves. So, speaking of spooky,
that being said, I at our tasting event we have coming up, I am compiling a bunch of videos of local spooky stories, history related or just spooky stories that pertain to the South Coast. And they'll be up on the TV, so maybe we'll have to include that in the mix.
We definitely can. And that's happening next Friday, right, the 24th?
The 24th, yeah. Yeah, we're not doing it on Halloween. It would just be too many conflicts, I think.
Yeah, when we want people to go out trick-or-treating, we don't want them, you know, putting bottles of liquor in kids' bags. So they got to get out and get their candy instead.
Or, you know, coming to visit us and then driving their kids out trick-or-treating. Just not a good mix.
Good plan. So so it's going to start at 4 p.m. next Friday the 24th. What can people expect?
I think the same thing that people have come to know and love about all of our tastings. We'll have a wide variety of vendors We also will have North Star Party. Will be back with us again with their charcuterie table, which I am super excited about. If you happen to go to the tasting in September and got to sample some of their charcuterie table, you know that they don't play around, and their tables are always amazing. So they'll be with us. We will have the TV up in the wine room, showing some great local spooky stories. And I think you'll be joining us, I hope.
I'll be there.
Excellent, excellent.
And what I love about these two is I always say, you know, it's like a little, it's almost like a little party. You know, you're getting together with your friends. It's not just about trying things. It's about, you know, talking to other people and asking them what they like and making recommendations for them. And, it's like a cocktail party.
Absolutely. It's more, I feel like it is just more than, you know, coming and sampling stuff. I really think we've touched on this before. We love that we're building a community. And when we have these tastings, we see a lot of new faces, but we see a lot of regular familiar faces. And it's just nice to get to catch up with them, check in, see how everybody's doing. And just have fun, you know, everything's so heavy now. It's just nice to have fun and know that for a couple hours you can hang out, sample some stuff, talk to some great people, and not worry so much about everything else that's going on.
And you can just tell me, you know, not to go any further with this if you want to, but also all of the visitors or all of the people who will be there on the 24th, not all of them are people you're going to be able to necessarily see.
So, you know, here's the thing. Living in New England, I feel like, you know, if you're open to the idea, you got to kind of know that every single place has some form of energy that was there before you and will most likely be there long after you. And, you know, we're located in Fairhaven. We, you know, we're not exempt from energies that have been around before we were there, and we'll kind of leave it at that.
Well, let's just say they appreciate everybody coming by and visiting too. So it's not just the Stevie staff that appreciate you coming by for this event; it's the Stevie's residents as well. We'll say.
we'll say that. Yes.
And we're still looking. By the way, just, you know, totally unrelated to that topic. Still trying to find out what was on that spot before Dorothy Cox's Chocolates. Right. We haven't been able to really trace back what was there before.
So I believe that spot was probably like some parking for the Huddleston House. And I know the Huddleston House was there for a bit. I've been trying to dig and see what it could have possibly have been, maybe in like the late 1800s or prior, and I have not been successful, just out of, you know, curiosity, because I'm a big history nerd, and I have not found anything. So if anyone listening knows what that spot was before it was the Huddleston House property, I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, you can stop by Stevie's and talk with Kelly and the team over there about it. And, of course, you can come by and meet everybody and hang out and sample and be part of the big festivities on October 24th.
Absolutely.
Oh, you know what I should ask you? Do you have any idea of what people will be tasting on that day?
Yes. So we'll have a wide variety. We have some people will be featuring wine, like Plymouth Bay Winery will be there. Tom will also be there with Heavenly Spirits. Sovereign will be there. And if you're familiar with them at all, they have like the Boom Boo Rum, which is amazing, and the rum cream. They also have some liqueurs and some great things to taste. Oh, just a really wide variety again. So whether you are a whiskey person or a wine person or a vodka person, we will have something there for you.
And by the way, the last tasting, I was reluctant to try it because it mentioned being like kind of IPA style, but I tried the Citizen Cider and it's become a new favorite. I really loved that. That was very good. So I'm glad that I took the chance and tried the sample because I've killed all four cans already.
Well, that's the beauty of this, right? Something that you don't have to invest in, but it's, you know, not a big risk to try it, because if you don't have to finish the sample if you don't like it, and you just walk away and try something else that you'll love. It's a great way to try things that you wouldn't normally pick up and explore.
And nobody gets offended if you just try the sample and walk away, because they know you'll probably come back and get it another time. But we should mention that anything that you sample that day, it'll be 10% off.
Absolutely. Every tasting.
So we'll see you on October 24th down there at 4 p.m. at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll see you all there.
All right. Talk to you soon. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
And that is Kelly from Stevie's Wine and Spirits. And come on by and have some spooky fun with us. Do some sampling. It's always great meeting the audience when they're like, oh, I hear you talk about this place all the time, so I thought I'd come in. And they love that. They love when people come for the first time, because then you see it's not like other liquor stores. It's not, as Kelly said, they're building a community there. They're teaching you as much as they are, you know, trying to sell you. They're not really trying to sell you anything. They know that if you want to buy something, you will, but they want to make sure that you're making an educated purchase. And that's why they do all of these tasting events. And that's why they do these classes and the different things that they do there. So check them out. 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. I got to take a break here. We will be back in just a few moments. Stick around.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Homes studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your local family-owned home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com to make your house a carefree home.
Welcome back in. And of course, if you are looking to get yourself something delicious for dinner tonight or any night, stop by the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, because they've got the finest meats around, cut exactly the way you want them, so you can prepare that great fall meal. Get some nice celebrity pork chops or a pork tenderloin that goes perfect with some of the fall flavors, or a nice big thick steak. It's all there for you at the Butcher Shop, plus all their great pre-made food as well. And tell me, on a day like today, you wouldn't love to have a nice French meat pie for dinner. Maria makes them up there for you at the Butcher Shop. Stop in and see all that they have to offer at 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. It's a real old school neighborhood market with just a little bit of everything and a lot of old school charm. So stop in and check it out for yourself. It'll become your new favorite place to shop. All right, let's take some phone calls here. 508-996-0500. You are next on WBSM.
Good morning.
Morning.
I heard you talk about bowling.
Yes.
It got me reminiscing. I used to, back then, we'd go on dates. And if my date said, what do you want to do? I'd say, let's go bowling. And it was Wonder Bowl that I used to bowl at. And I used to beat the pants off of them.
Well, that's where I bowl every Thursday, but I'm not really beating anybody.
But back before that, did you ever do candlestick bowling?
I've done, yeah, at some different places, sure.
I was good at the other pins, but candlestick, oh, I couldn't do it to save myself. And the balls were so much lighter, but...
And you get three balls per frame, so it's even
right.
Weirder.
I'd get that split.
I'm probably better at candlepin than I am at duckpin. I'm not very good at duckpin at all.
Yeah, that duckpin was hard, especially if you got splits or difficult. But anyway, you got me reminiscing, and it was fun.
Well, happy to do it.
Thank you.
You have a good day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I got one more break. I got to get in here before the end of the morning. Before I do that, though, I want to talk directly to the men out there in the audience, because I feel like, you know, sometimes as we talk about all these different health awareness, you know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And although that does strike men less commonly than it does in women, you know, we put a lot of focus on some of these other things. And I don't want you to fall through the cracks. And if you are feeling like you are not yourself or the best version of yourself that you can be, well, there's probably some confidence issues that are happening there. And one of the things that can cause those confidence issues is feeling less inadequate in the department that makes you a man. And that's what the Ultimate Men's Clinic can help you with. So whether it be testosterone treatment, whether it be helping you out with the size or the shape of what makes you a man, well, they can help you with all of that. And all you have to do to find out more is go to theultimatemensclinic.com. That's where you can see all of the services that they offer. And you can learn more about Dr. Jack and his team and realize that they are there to help you. They're not there to judge you. They deal with this stuff all the time. So while you might not feel comfortable talking about it with other people, you can talk about it with the folks over at the Ultimate Men's Clinic. Dr. Jack has heard it all. He's seen it all. He's worked with it all. And he's made it all better. And he can do that for you as well. So again, theultimatemensclinic.com, or you can visit their other website, LargerNewBedford.com. I'm going to get this final break in. We will be right back. All right, I'm just about out of time, so I didn't get to read that story about the seven foods that Massachusetts has given to the world that we made famous, but you can read that at WBS.